Boker Tov, good morning. We're continuing from Laws of the Chafetz Chaim. Today's class should be for the refuah shlema of all the cholim. Ubichlalam chemda bracha b'chadushan and the melech hanukam and rifka. Sarah bat Moniya shlomo and Sarah David ben Rachel. Yafa bat Devorah and Rifka bat Yachav and Rifka bat Esther shlomo and Sarah Fran Milayam Hashem and Chana. Yafa bat Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya Sarah b'simcha b'rachel b'chana, Simcha ben Malkam, Mirah bat Rachel b'Aliz ben Miriam, Chana, Liana bat Naomi, Rachel Esther bat Tamar, Esther b'chana, Gabriel Gedol b'abracha. Tan ben Itzler, Itzchak ben Arali, Yaakov ben Tamar Malka, Yosef ben Neta, Arben ben Yafa, Yosef ben Devorah, Shlomo Moshe b'Penina, Yosef ben Yafa, Daniel ben Dina, Simcha ben Lea, Ephraim ben Lea, Chaya Lili bat Lea, Margalit bat Lea, Ulehavdil ben Ishmat, David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Itzchak, Leil Dina bat Ephraim, Shimon ben Mishael, Rina Malka bat Dan, Boaz ben Avraham. Okay, today's topic is very correlated with yesterday, and it's actually going to be called after the fact. There's many times where something happens to someone, and now it's already after the fact, and you're sitting there thinking, should I go and tell the person what happened, where you got taken advantage of, or because it's after the fact, telling him will not help in any way. I'll give you an example. Guy goes into a store, and the store is very khar to khar. You know, there's no prices. You go in, he makes up the price on the spot. You know those kind of stores? It's like, he walks into the store, tries to get some, shuk. You walk into the shuk, you try to get a pair of shoes. So you think, what's it going to cost? 10 shekel, right? All of a sudden, $200. $200 for something, tomorrow it's going to rip. $200, you bargain with that, $180. Okay, $180. Still very expensive for a pair of shoes in the shuk. He sells it to you. You come home that day, then there's no, there's no returns to the shuk. You cannot return to the shuk. It's not how it works. So once you buy, it's done sale. It's over. So the guy, he comes home. Huh? No, but you know this. The Israelis are not going to take returns. Once you wear it, it's over. So this guy comes home with his $180 pair of shuk shoes. He's wearing them. He shows them to his wife. His wife says, what are these? These are from the shuk. Oh, very nice. What's the brand? Some Chertobert brand. They don't know, whatever. She looks it up online. All of a sudden, she sees it's selling online for $33. Everywhere. $35, $37, $39. Oh, $40. Nowhere above $40. He bought them for $180. This guy got ripped off. So she's thinking, should I tell my husband he got ripped off? Or because there's no reason to, meaning, if I tell him, there's no way he's going to get a refund. It's just going to make him feel bad and get angry. So then, what's the point of telling him? So the Chafetz Chaim says, in those situations, you're not allowed to tell him. Since it's already over with, and the guy already bought it, the shoes are already over, that specific case is over. Again, if you want to tell him, hey, next time you want to buy something, maybe just talk to me first, I could look it up online, see what the prices are. But you can't mention to him about this specific thing that he got taken advantage of, because it's already over with. And you telling him would only cause strife and anger between him and that other Jew. So regardless of the fact that that other person did something wrong, you can't tell him that what they did is wrong, because that has no constructive purpose anymore. And not only that, listen to this. Even if the guy comes to you, even if her husband comes to her and says, can you tell me what these shoes are going for and if I got ripped off or not? Tell me if I got ripped off. She is not only allowed to lie, but she's supposed to lie. She's supposed to tell him in that situation that no, it was a great deal, you did very well, the guy sold you at a good price. So the question is here, how can she possibly go so far as to lying about something that's not true? You're completely deviating from the truth. And the Torah says, "Midavar sheker tirchak," distance yourself from lying. The Chafetz Chaim explains, and we saw this earlier as well, that pasuk of distancing yourself from a lie does not apply when it comes to shalom, when it comes to making peace. And if you're going to tell the truth every year, it's going to cause huge shalom problems. Huge non-shalom problems. You're going to have lots of lots of fighting, lots of argument, lots of anger, lots of strife. And so for that reason, the Chafetz Chaim says, if he asks you, you have a mitzvah to lie. Now what do we see from this? We see the beauty and the importance of, I mean, first of all, number one, if you ever have you want to buy something, you can always ask the women. The women will probably know better. Or you can always ask someone, can you see how much this is selling for online before you buy it? So you don't get ripped off. That's number one. Number two, though, is even after the fact, when something already happens, even though the logic would tell you, like you guys are all shocked, the logic would tell you, you should tell the person. Go and tell them they got ripped off. Still, the halakha is that you should not. You're not supposed to.
What if it's for next time?
Okay, so for next time, you should tell the person, listen, next time, before you go to this person, come to me, ask me, tell me what you like. Or if you go there, you see something you like, take a picture, show me. I can tell you what it's selling for online. You can compare. You don't need to mention this case. Don't mention to them what they got taken advantage of, because it doesn't have any constructive purpose. And this is important because a lot of times we like to rationalize in something that we think has a constructive purpose, but it's really just a rationalization. Right? You tell yourself, I'm talking to this person, we're speaking Lashon Hara about someone, but it's for Kiruv. It's to bring people closer to Hashem, it's for this. People make all different types of excuses. Or all different types. Or, you know, this person is, they're not so religious, so I'll speak bad about it. Chassu Shalom. Just because the person is a little bit less on the religious level, a little bit more on the religious level, that doesn't take away their aspect of being Jewish. They're born Jewish. They're Jewish. Right? So there's nothing to do about that. What we have to realize, though, is being more due diligent to not just rationalize and saying things because we think it's logically it's okay. Ask. You don't know, ask. And you see that from the Chafetz Chaim over here, that today, you see it's the complete opposite of what logic would have dictated. Logic would have dictated to you that, hey, go and tell this person, your friend, they took advantage of them. But the answer is, what is that going to do for them? All that's going to do is going to cause strife, cause anger, and to the extent that the Chafetz Chaim says, if they come and ask you, go and lie about it. I'll give you another example. This is maybe more practical for people in business. Person goes and buys a real estate deal. He goes into a real estate deal. They buy a big building. Really, the value of the building was $3 million. They bought it for $4 million. Okay? So the guy comes to you, and there's no returns. You buy a building, you cannot return the building. It's over. You bought it, you signed the contract, you closed the deal, it's over. And the guy comes to you, can you now evaluate my deal, see if what I paid was the right price, or I overpriced, or he overpriced me and he took advantage of me. You're not allowed to tell him that he took advantage of you. Because you're telling him has no constructive purpose anymore. It's over already. And not, I'm not saying in a job perspective. I'm not saying if someone comes to you as a job, tell me what this is valued. And that's a very good question you're asking. What if somebody works in that position? I don't want to get into that because that's very, you know, there's a lot of halakhic ramifications. If that's someone's job, and if someone comes to them and asks them, all those questions are valid. I'm talking about someone in general. You know real estate. They come and ask you, can you tell me what you think this is worth? And you evaluate it, and you look at it, and you see that it's worth much less than what he paid. You shouldn't go and tell him you got ripped off. Look, I think you got a pretty decent deal. I think you got a pretty good deal. Why? Because you telling him that can cause strife, can cause anger, can cause fighting. Or someone coming and telling you that you got ripped off in this. If it's already over, it's over. But on the other side of the spectrum, if let's say you can go and return something, someone bought a pair of shoes from the store, and you can return them, and you tell him, hey, look, you know, you paid, you overpriced. They overpriced you. You can go online, buy this half price. So go and tell him, let him return that so he can go and buy this online. That's the truth. But if there's no way, and there's no constructive purpose in this kind of way, then you shouldn't tell the person. And even if he asks you, you should lie about it so he doesn't feel that he got ripped off. It's so important because a lot of people, they don't realize this. They think, no, someone gets ripped off, tell them they get ripped off. Make them feel bad. Why would you make the person feel bad? You're not making them feel bad. You're going to cause fights and anger and strife between him and the other person. So keep this in mind as you go on to your day, and I guarantee you, you'll have situations not like this in your life, but even when you see this with your own eyes, keep this in mind, because this happens a lot. It's very practical, and a lot of people, they just use their logic. A lot of times, using logic works in halakha. There's a minute amount of times like today that logic would not work. Logic would tell us, tell the truth. Tell the guy he got ripped off. Let him know. But the halakha tells us that that's not the case. Person does not want strife, does not want anger, does not want people fighting, doesn't want someone thinking bad about the other. Again, you have an obligation to tell him, maybe next time you go to the store, before you buy something, contact him, maybe I'll tell you if I can find it cheaper, for sure. But to tell him that he got ripped off on that specific item, you can't, because that has no constructive purpose. Huh? No, not necessarily. You don't have to tell him right there on the spot. You tell him a week later, you tell him, hey, next time you go, if you want to buy something, you know, contact me, I have ins, I know how to get you cheaper. Things along those lines. The point of the matter is that it's not always about logic. Most times, the Torah's route is through logic, but there are times where things don't make 100% sense in the surface value or the face value of a person through logic, and so that's why we need to ask and we need to learn in order to understand more in depth what the halakha is and how the idea of the Chafetz Chaim defines. So have a great day, gentlemen.